Well, the head of the German Domestic Intelligence Agency says attacks like the shootings and bombing in Istanbul by Daesh terrorists could also happen in Germany. Hans-Georg Maaßen says attacks by extremist groups pose the biggest security threat to Germany. He says after the recent military defeats, Daesh terrorists need to stage more attacks in Europe to intimidate people and boost their own morale. Daesh terrorists have launched deadly attacks in Paris and Brussels since November. Some 30,000 militants from many countries have reportedly traveled to Syria and Iraq since 2011 to join the ranks of Tech Fury terrorist groups. Many European countries initially turned a blind eye to the flow of their citizens to the Middle East, ignoring warnings that they would eventually return home to conduct terrorist attacks. Crossing over to New York, joined by Don DeBar, radio host and political commentator. Mr. DeBar, great to have you with us. Is it a surprise? This was said from the very beginning by many experts, basically, that if the terrorism is not stopped, if those people behind it, they're supporting them, that they should expect, basically, for the situation to backfire and come back on them. We saw the United States, we saw the UK, we saw other Western entities supporting a lot of these terrorist groups, or at least equipping them. And now it seems that the chickens have come home to roost. Is it a surprise?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth with the quote from Malcolm X and, you know, just the colloquialism about chickens coming home to roost. Certainly that, but it may not be the game exactly that people think on, you know, at first blush. If you think of ISIS as some entity that's self-directed and that's attempting to actualize its avowed purpose to create a caliphate in parts of Iraq, Syria, wherever else, why exactly would you strike at your benefactors in the case of Turkey, and why would you strike, project power all the way to Dhaka, which is you have to cross, you can't drive the Toyotas across the Indian subcontinent to get there. What purpose does it serve? And, you know, really the question that you have to ask, and I spoke with a young Bangladeshi man this morning who asked this, why, I mean, who benefits? Well, you know, look in each case. With Turkey, you saw Erdogan suddenly attempt a rapprochement with Russia. That was on Sunday or Monday, and then the following day, the explosion in Istanbul. The United States has been pressuring very strongly Bangladesh government for years now to allow them to build a naval base at this choke point, entry point into the South China Sea from the west. They've successfully engaged India, the U.S., in doing naval maneuvers in that neighborhood, but they're really applying the pressure there, and then suddenly you start having a string of attacks. I mean, none of these things would advance the cause of creating a caliphate in Iraq and Syria. These serve an entirely different purpose. And so, you know, with German intelligence taking a look at the situation developing in Europe, where Germany might want to stake out a more independent position from the United States, then this is a very prescient warning that this may be the kind of tactic you'll face as a consequence.
Well, looking at the situation, what's the key now? Obviously, the genie's out of the box. What has to happen in your perspective? We're seeing more and more every day talking about, as you said, so-called terrorist attacks, whether it's in Bangladesh or Paris or of course, in Syria itself. What is it going to take, Don, to now change what has become such a regular situation happening on a lot of occasions? What is it going to take to turn back the clock, if we can?
Well, I think one thing has to be the American people have to understand what's going on around them in the world. And unfortunately, it's very difficult for them to come by information. People that find Press TV, RT, Sputnik, CTV, whatever, get some information that's not served up that's essential to this. But, you know, the problem is that these things are really expressions of the foreign policy of the United States, and they have to be addressed at that level as an international phenomenon. Terrorism requires the cooperation of all of the nation states and a subsuming of their competing interests to that goal rather than trying to use terrorism to manipulate their position vis-a-vis one another. So Russia calling, for example, for the U.S. to put on a terrorist list, the several groups, one that yesterday or the day before actually blew up a U.N. humanitarian aid convoy in Syria. You know, this takes on a special meaning in global politics and in international law, that are we serious about dealing with terrorism? You know, let's be honest about the sources of it, the sources of funding, training, and all of that, too. But let's also not allow people to cynically manipulate terrorism and shape it so that it helps advance their own agenda vis-a-vis some other global, you know, competitor.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Don DeBar, radio host and political commentator out of New York.